Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The government shutdown is postponing what was supposed to be a highly anticipated event coming to Houston. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with more on Fleet Week. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Matt. And you're right, Fleet Week is off for the time being. What was supposed to be Houston's first visit by thousands of sailors, marines, ships, and airplanes is now victim of the current government shutdown. Fleet Week organizing chairperson Rita Hicks talking with Hello Houston about the show was when the show was still on, described how it came together.
A couple of years ago, in advance of the 250th anniversary, the Navy really started thinking about what are the maritime communities that we really haven't engaged with as much. And Houston, of course, was top of list for them. So it's actually been nearly 2 years in the making, the conversations and the thought process. And
the good news, according to Mayor John Whitmire, is the Fleet Week celebration will be held next year as the country celebrates its 250th year of independence.
All right, Tom. The U.S. Supreme Court is preparing to hear a legal challenge to the tariffs President Trump has slapped on dozens of countries since resuming office. Our Andrew Schneider says they are creating uncertainty for local businesses.
Business executives don't have a uniform view on tariffs. What many have a problem with is the approach that President Trump is taking, applying them one day, suspending them the next, then threatening them again. Chad Burke is president and CEO of the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region.
Stability, predictability is really key when you're going to invest. And in the chemical industry, investments are measured in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And so anytime you have that type of uncertainty, that money doesn't flow.
The Supreme Court will hear a challenge to the tariffs by a group of U.S. small businesses in a matter of weeks. The businesses argue that Trump exceeded his authority by imposing what they say equates to, quote, the largest peacetime tax increase in American history. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
More on the impact on tariffs in Houston coming up in about 40 minutes on News 88.7 In Depth. Houston City Council member Carolyn Evans-Shabazz told Hello Houston she has absolutely no idea what will happen to the Black Lives Matter mural on the street in front of Yates High School, where George Floyd attended.
And it's really a travesty that those things that are created particularly by our future, which are our students, are being destroyed.
A state order this month to remove political messages from Texas roads could put the mural at risk. Rainbow crosswalks in the Montrose area in support of the LGBTQ community were removed on Monday. And local authorities say that a vehicle that they were chasing ended up driving into a lake off of Highway 290 in Waller County. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says that deputies tried to pull the car over near Barker Cypress, but it didn't stop. Deputies used spike strips, which forced the vehicle to go off of the main lanes and into a lake north of the highway. That vehicle sank, and authorities say they don't believe that the driver made it out. Search teams were deployed to the scene, though. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.